Intervju Radija Študent.
Pozdravljeni v Eraš intervjuju. Danes ga snimamo nekoliko prej, pred 6 uro. Kako bo predvajan. Z mano v studiju sta dva člana Crystal Fighters. Hello, Crystal Fighters.
What's up, man?
Hi,
how you doing?
On my left.
Yeah, yeah. Sebastian.
Sebastian, on my right.
Gilbert, nice to meet you.
You just recorded 2 songs.
Yeah, for you.
Here in this studio.
Yeah,
yes,
man.
Yeah.
And what is the feeling after?
Yeah, it feels good. There was we played Plage and Follow acoustically, and yeah, it was really quite.
Plage was decent, and but I think Follow is one of the best we've done. So
yeah, it's a good, really good feeling, quite fast, faster than normal.
Yeah,
it's a quite different way of sound you record it, as we can hear on your first and the last CD you recorded in 2010, The Sonata Flow.
Yeah, it is quite different because there's a lot of electronics and computers and, you know, synthesizers and whatever on the album. But we like to play in these scenarios and just like let the songs breathe, you know what I mean? Have people hear them in like a different way, you know, I suppose.
And in a way, in fact, that they were written as well, like all the songs were written like on acoustic instruments and stuff and then taken and, you know, electronics applied, as it were. So it's great to take the songs back into it. It's enjoyable as well to play, you know, the live show that we do and to play acoustic. It's great to do both.
Okay, the whole thing today is about the concert this evening.
Yeah.
And Kut van Zeppelscheren, you start at 9 o'clock?
Yeah, I think it's 9:30.
Probably the opener will be...
yeah, I think there's
the
a DJ.
The door will open at 9.
Definitely. Yeah, it's going to be... we're really excited to be here. It's almost sold out, I've heard. And we were like in the city around, having a look around, and there's a really good vibe in the city and stuff, and young people, and so hopefully it'll be a really fun night.
Already sold out. What it means? We cannot.
No.
We cannot buy.
Almost.
We cannot buy.
Hey, there's only a few tickets left, kids.
So we should be really hurry.
Start queuing now.
Okay. What kind of performance we will see tonight? Because you're known as a very interesting live act.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll be on stage joined by the lovely Eleanor, the lovely Andrea. We'll be playing our album sort of full on for an hour. So come down and experience it.
It's real, it's true.
Your act, as is written in media, is very connected with the performance, like more theater-like.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, the songs, as you can hear from this madness going on in the background, they're passionate, it's sort of emotional, aggressive, sometimes violent, like dark songs, and you know that allows us to like bring out, you know, drama on stage. You know, if we were just singing all happy stuff, it'd be a bit difficult. But yeah, it's like a, you know, a big mixture, and the music really allows us to like perform.
So Kut van Zeppelscheren is the right place to see you, because Kut van Zeppelscheren is a little theater.
Yeah. So ideal.
They
have lights.
I'm sure they do.
Right. They got a sound system.
Yeah, okay. And also they have a really nice stage.
Ah, that's important.
Maybe we can say something about your style of music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's. I know we started off making music as Crystal Fighters because we were influenced by a piece of writing from the Basque Country. And so we're very much enamored with the culture and the music and the instruments. But we also like, you know, modern music, the music we've grown up with, great songs over time. And so our sound is really the combination of sort of the traditional, like a folk tradition from the Basque Country, but then combined with sort of, you know, the music we hear and like and are surrounded with all the time. So it sounds a bit like sort of like there's sort of folk melodies, big vocals about sort of big topics, like almost general in places, and combined with like a more modern sort of dance sound, and something that's, you know, it's definitely danceable, and we like to listen.
You can add something.
I can add many things. What more do you want? It's the style, you know, like the album, no two tracks are the same. It's like 11 tracks. They're all very different. Some are a bit similar, you know, but the production styles vary. You know, the three of us, we have different ways we like to do things, but then we come together and we, you know, we appreciate each other's strengths and weaknesses and you know, likes and dislikes, and that's why this album's got a sort of mixture and swirl and, you know, just like a big melting pot of style.
So, Crystal Fighters are quite a big story now in musical business. And you started from a weird story.
Yeah. It is a weird story.
Is it? Is it?
I can see why people think it's weird. It's a bit random for us. Uh-huh. At the time, it was a bit like random.
Yeah.
And the story is that the grandfather of your singer...
Yeah.
The original, one of the original members of the band, Laura.
Laura is not anymore with
you. She doesn't tour with us anymore, but she's all over the record.
Yeah. And she still, you know, will record with us possibly. And, you know, she's an old friend of ours.
So her grandfather wrote opera.
Yeah. Well, an unfinished opera, a crude form of an opera, referencing various different aspects of his own life in the Basque Country and around the world where he travelled, and his relationships, some references to like Basque mythology and Basque music, and also just what was going on around him, sort of particularly in the early 80s in Spain. And yeah, that's how we got our name as well, like that. He was sort of referring to some young people who lived, like, who were sort of partying in the caves and forests, like, in that time. And yeah, Crystal Fighters, that was what they were, apparently.
So the name came from this story, from this opera.
Yeah.
So everything is quite connected with theatre, opera.
Yeah.
How you started.
Yeah,
together.
But at the same time, we do feel like musician. Like I don't, you know, we spend, you know, our time with music, not with acting. And I think, you know, when we're on stage, when people say, "Oh, it's so theatrical," to us, it's not really much of an act. It's real. It's like we're into it. We're caught in the moment. You know, it's not like we go on to do the act three of the opera. It's like we are musicians at heart, you know, and it's great that the songs allow us to be theatrical.
Okay, so for tonight we can expect dance show.
Yeah, you can dance.
Yeah, you can dance, yeah.
You better dance. We'll be dancing.
Okay, the last words for our listeners and the potential dancers tonight.
Yeah, hey dancers. Get up out of your seats.
Get down. We're going to be there.
We'll be there.
We'll
you
be
should
there.
Be there too.
Be there.
But we'll be there tonight. And it's going to be a big fun party. We love your country. We've been here last night. And yeah, come hang out. Be good. And come see the show, dance, and say hello.
So thank you for the interview.
Thanks. You're welcome.
And yeah, vidimo se zvečer. V Kudu France je preširen, vrata se prej ob 9, pol 10, nekje pravijo fanti, da bojo in punce na stage. Za konci poslušamo še dva komada, ki sta bila posneta danes popoldan v studiu Radija Študent pod dekotirko našega tehnika Linča. Hvala, adio. I'm going down, down, down there, far in the morning, most beautiful girl I've ever seen. Come down, 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 my love is calling.
go to the place with me. I'm going down, down, down there for the morning. Most beautiful girl I've ever seen. Come down, 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 my love is calling, calling on.
Follow it. see ya. Your soul to see, my body says so sad. For the heart in me, the heart in me, the heart in me, your body says so sad.
Interview Radija Študent.